Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Cantarucci is supposed to be here. We're rounding him up. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk about settling. You know, when you start your business, think about when you first started your business, or if you're thinking about it right now. You probably didn't have enough cash, enough capital. You probably were a little intimidated by this or that. And because of that, you had to make some tough decisions. You had to make some decisions. Okay, I can't afford the best business cards because I need to use some of that money to buy some furniture for my office or to buy a printer. I've only got so much money, so I've got to spread it around. So that means that you had to settle for something. You had to make a decision. You had to make a discretion is a better part of valor decision. You had to make a balancing of the equities. Okay, it's more important that I have a better printer than it is that I have, you know, embossed business cards. You make those decisions. But you don't think of it as settling in those days, do you? You think of it as, well, these are business decisions that I have to make. And then you start working with your customers and you know, your business is getting a little bit of critical mass under it, and you're trying to make a decision about whether to take advantage of an opportunity or not. And it's a little bit bigger than for you to bite off than you probably can swing. And even though it could take you into to the next level, you determine that maybe you couldn't perform as excellently as you'd like to. And so you choose not to do it right now. Maybe next year. You're settling a little bit, right? And this moves on and on. And the challenge that CEOs have, small business CEOs, and this is where the CEO part comes in. The CEO role comes in. Because the CEO, not the manager, the manager of the business, which you are also, probably, the manager of the business executes what has been decided. The CEO is the one that does the deciding, and the CEO may be with a team. But the settling needs to be done at the CEO level because that's where the deployment of resources are. That's where the big picture is decided. That's where, do I go after this business now or do I wait? Is this the right year? Is this the time to push the envelope? Do I damn the torpedoes full speed ahead this one or do I discretion is a better part of valor this one? That's at the CEO level because it's taken into consideration based on all the factors of the company, all the factors of the business, the human resources, the capital resources, the timing, the expertise of the organization, the expertise of the CEO, maybe so all of that are examples of where you have to settle. You have to oftentimes settle for something a little bit less than you would want, and the key as an entrepreneur, as a hard charging, damn the torpedoes type of entrepreneur. Which I have been, I guess I still am. When the time is right, the key is to know when to do that, when to settle, when to say, okay, discretion is a better part of valor. I'm going to live to fight another day. I'm going to run away and live to fight another day, so to speak. Or is this the time to go charging in? Is this the time to where we say, I'm not going to settle for this. I've come this far, And this is the time for me to declare that this is where I'm going. Now, in either one of those decisions, there's nothing wrong with either one of those decisions as long as they're being made at the CEO level. As long as they're being made at the vision level, at the strategic level, at the planning level, the overall direction level, as long as those decisions are being made at the CEO level, then it's probably the right one. And because if you're not making those decisions, because settling always happens, the decision of whether to settle or not to settle always happens. It's always going to be there on almost everything that you do. And so if you're doing it at the management level, at the execution level, well, that looks like faint-heartedness. That looks like ineptitude. That looks like we don't know what we're doing. It oftentimes causes our employees, our customers, our vendors, and maybe even our banker. To them, it might look like we don't have our cornflakes together. It might look like we can't, you know, we declared something and then we changed our mind. It might look like we're incapable of making a decision and stick to it. But if you make a decision at the higher level, if you make that decision to go or no go at the CEO level, then by the time you're executing, you've already studied what's the good, the bad, and the ugly of this thing. And you've jettisoned the parts you don't want, and you're going forward on the parts that you're sticking with. And even if it is to retreat, it's an organized retreat. It's a considered retreat. It's one that you can justify, that you can back up with a larger decision-making process. That kind of thing I can take to my bank. I can take a retreat to my bank. If the news isn't great, if whatever it is, if it comes out of the CEO level, I can take that to my bank. I can explain that to customers. I can negotiate that with vendors. So I don't have a problem settling or charging, either one of those things, retreating or charging. Sometimes you have to do both. Smart people know how to do both. I don't have a problem with doing that as long as it begins. The decision about whether to go one way or the other begins at the CEO level. That's why every day on the show, just about, I continue to say to you, please spend time in your business as the CEO, not just as the manager. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.